Oh, there we go. Okay, great. Well, first off, thank you for agreeing to speak with us. It's great to meet you. And how are things going with the tour so far?
Yeah, we're just in the end of the tour. Two more shows and then we're off. And we've been out for 7 weeks. Mm-hmm. And it's been just an amazing tour. Yeah. And between us and Cannibal, we're friends since long, long time and we've been touring together. So it's like being on tour with family members, you know. So it's always great.
Yeah. So I was actually reading that you guys go back quite a long way. How did the kind of sort of friendship kind of touring process start?
Well, the first time we met, I think, was around 98, 99. Me and Caligula went over to New York to do some press. Both of the band were signed to Metal Blade at that time, Metal Blade in the US. So we flew over to do some press for Bob Biscum's Satana's record. And at that time, Cannibal Corpse and Meshuggah were doing a couple of shows together, like 3 or 4 or something like that. Mm-hmm. So we met up with them. I guess the label arranged the interviews, you know, to follow, you know, the Cannibal shows that we did all together. You know, they were on tour, but we kind of joined a couple of shows to do press. And that's where, I think that was when we became friends. Mm-hmm. And and after that, I guess since we were label mates in the US, or maybe before that we did some tours. I can't remember if we did Europe or US first.
Yeah.
It's a long time, but we had the same booking agency in Europe and we had the same label in the US. So I guess that they put us together very early. They saw the combination was going to be good, and I think it's a perfect match.
Yeah.
So I mean, we get back to late 90s, you know, being good friends, and I don't know how many shows we've done together, but just this past 6 months, we were up to almost 80 shows together or 70 shows together.
Yeah.
So.
So it's a good thing that you have a good rapport with them, otherwise,
it'd be
the best, I guess, spending that much time together.
Yeah.
That's great. Both excellent artists, but lots of kind of variation in your sound. It's a cool pairing, definitely.
Yeah, it's two different, I mean, it's extreme metal to the max in two different genres. And that's the cool thing, you know. They are just a machine in what they are doing. When they go on stage, they just fucking plumb and kill everything in their way. Mm-hmm. And we have another kind of wall of sound that kind of push people in a different way. But I guess that's still the kind of connection we have, that we have, our sound is so massive and just fucking overwhelmed to the crowd in two different ways. And that's, I think, that what makes a good match.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's fascinating to see how many different kind of facets of extremity that bands have. You know, you have obviously stuff like Cannibal Corpse. It's very visceral, very kind of sort of bludgeoning, relentless. And then obviously Dark Funeral. There's a lot of speed, a lot of aggression, but at the same time, there's this kind of presence and darkness about it. That is really kind of, to me as a listener, it's really kind of absorbing and you get lost in it. It's really interesting to see where the music's gone since it was first kind of started by, you know, the kind of originators of the genre.
Yeah.
It's great. So the other thing I was going to ask about, the last time I saw you guys was in 40 degree heat in a field in, I think it was Bloodstock Open Air, and absolutely loved the show, even though I was dying of heat exhaustion.
Yeah, well, we did too on stage.
I can imagine it was pretty torturous.
Yeah, that was, I kind of were just pouring ice cold water over my head to chill down afterwards, because we were all boiling.
Yeah, and how you did it.
Yeah, it was, I mean, when you're on stage and do it, you just do it, you know. Mm-hmm. The adrenaline kicks in and you don't think about it. Of course, we were kind of struggling a little bit, but it wasn't until we got off the stage when I felt like my brain is fucking, you know, it's gonna explode. It's so warm. So I just, you know, had cold water and like never stopped pouring.
Yeah.
Yeah, I went into the shower room and just ice cold water, and I was just standing there to take down the heat, you know, because my body temperature was, I don't know, very fucking hot at that time.
Yeah, yeah, and obviously it's kind of, you know, your band, a lot of it is to do with the aesthetics and the kind of imagery, which is one of the things I love about black metal as a fan. And I imagine kind of maintaining that was, as you, it must have been quite a challenge to do so. So I guess tonight you'll be able to take full advantage of whatever it is you want to do in terms of the live experience. What can you tell us about that?
Of course, club shows bring us closer to the crowd, and also, you know, we can build up the atmosphere more than on a festival stage, especially during the daylight.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, always felt like if you can't go on stage at any time of the day and fucking still kill it, then you're not a professional or good band. If you need to hide behind a lot of gimmicks, you know, darkness, smoke machines or fire or whatever, and only perform in the night, then it's, I don't know, then you're losing some of that, you know, then you lose the first step while you are there.
Mm-hmm.
On the other hand, I understand bands who do that, only perform in the evening. And we're gonna, I don't think we're gonna do many more daylight shows, festivals in the future.
Mm-hmm.
Then we'd rather turn down the offer. But yeah, I mean, I still think the music must always come first, and it, if you can't perform it at any time of the day, then you're kind of fake to me.
Mm-hmm.
With that said, yeah, I mean, on, you know, you can always, you know, when there's darkness, when you have the lights and pyro and all that kind of stuff, then you can bring the extras to the basic of your, what your band wanna do.
Mm.
But that's extras to me.
Yeah.
You still need to be able to do what you do under any circumstances.
Mm.
And I think we're one of the few bands that can do that in our genre. But yeah, I don't think we're going to do many of those daylight shows in the future.
Yeah. Yeah, I have to admit, I think I've seen you play Bloodstock another year, and it was kind of bright sunshine, and you guys had all of the full attire on, and I thought, oh, this just feels wrong, this is just not not right. I mean, it's always a pleasure seeing you play live, but yeah, I completely understand what you're saying there. Yeah. And in terms of the sort of the new material from the latest album, how has that been kind of translating as a live experience? I imagine it's been a real kind of rush to perform these songs on the tour.
Well, we're kind of practicing some of the new songs on soundcheck.
Oh, really? Oh, cool.
Because after this tour, we have a headline tour in the US.
Mm-hmm.
Longer set, 20 minutes longer set. So we need to be ready to play more songs. Mm-hmm. So that's why we have been changing the set list during this tour. One week we rehearse one song, and then we bring it on live on stage, try it out a couple of times, and then we do the same with the next one.
Okay.
So we are, you know, prepared to play a full set after this tour.
Wow, so there's going to be a lot of material being played.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Oh,
but the good thing is that we can play so many songs now, so we can change also. We don't have to stick with just, we can go day by day. Today we feel like changing this song, and we can do it. That's something we find inspiring.
Mm.
You know, instead of being stuck with the same songs every night.
And I suppose on a run of shows that's kind of this long, it must be quite refreshing and exciting to kind of challenge yourselves in this kind of way by switching things up and varying what you're doing.
Yeah.
I'm really excited to hear what you have planned for tonight.
I don't know the set list for that.
Yeah.
We talk about it 10 minutes before, and then we're like, okay, we switch this on that song.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see.
Yeah, brilliant. So I was going to ask as well, in terms of the sort of post-COVID transition back into the whole live, rigorous, quite high-energy touring process, did you find that it was something that, as artists that have been touring for, for a long period of time prior to COVID, was that something that you found that you adapted to quite easily, or was it kind of a bit of an adjustment because you had a lot of performances immediately after?
You know, it's like riding a bike.
Yeah.
You know, cliche has to say that, but it's like once you know how to do it, it's like it's easy to get back to it.
Mm.
Of course, it takes one to maybe two shows or something like that to really feel comfortable, but you know, once you are there on stage, it's the same.
Mm.
So that was no challenge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I guess you probably were absolutely dying to get back out there.
Well, it was kind of weird. The first show we did, you know, we're like, are we really going to play? You know, it felt kind of unreal. Are we fucking going to play tonight?
Mm.
You know, so it kind of this mixed feeling, the first show. It wasn't like until afterwards, we fucking did it, you know, back on stage.
Yeah.
So it was a mixed feeling to get back there.
Mm.
Can we do it? Do we want to do it? How is it going to feel? You know, it was many, many different emotions that ran through the brain, you know, before we got up on stage.
Mm.
But yeah, we've been doing this for so long, so you feel home when everything rolls on, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, as you were saying, it's probably when you actually start doing, you know, get back into the routine, it's all becomes quite instinctive, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Yeah. So obviously, I imagine you've been focusing quite a lot of your energies on, obviously, the touring. It's quite an intensive run, as usual. In terms of ideas for new material, have you been kind of maybe, I don't know, kind of coming up with a few thoughts or sketches for where you might go next?
Yeah, I did begin to record some ideas,
mm-hmm,
before this tour, and I did have a few ideas that didn't end up on the last record that I kind of, when I had 9 songs, I was like, okay, I can put aside this for mm-hmm, the next one. So I have some material to catch up working with when I get the time.
Yeah.
And on this tour, I kind of got a few more ideas what I want to bring into the songs. Some stuff, I mean, we're a live band, so you get ideas, you know, when you see the crowd reaction to certain songs and certain parts in songs, what really... So yeah, that have given me a few ideas for the next record, how I want to bring in some stuff.
Okay, brilliant. So I'm guessing the rest of the year is going to be taken up with, I know you've got the Decibel tour coming up soon, so I imagine touring and more touring for the remainder of the year.
It looks like that.
Yeah.
But we're done North America in Europe now, and I'm not sure when and if we're going to do any more European tour. We'll see what kind of offers come up. But we also have South America, Asia, Australia left. And I know they just talk about it, but it feels like we just don't want to go on tour and do just another tour. We want to kind of step up in the game and do a great fucking tour, which is going to be good for us and also for the crowd. So we're looking, I guess we have a little bit more demands on what kind of tours we're going to accept in the future.
Mm-hmm.
But we're going to keep on touring, that's for sure. But kind of stepping up in the game. We feel like it's time.
Mm-hmm.
We have so much more to offer if we under the right circumstances. I think especially the crowd deserved that, and yeah, and we want to go even further and give more than what we can now. So
Fantastic. Yeah, I think it's really important when you're a creative person to keep goals and ambitions in mind. So that's really, really cool to hear.
I always want to push further. Mm-hmm. I always have more ideas, but yeah, it's tough. You know, it's always comes down to money, what you can afford or not. But ideas, there's plenty of them. And yeah, I mean, we are stepping up a little bit now, and with the last record, and we're gonna keep on doing that, and
yeah,
and hopefully we can just bring an even bigger production and things for the crowd in the future.
Brilliant. Well, I am really looking forward to it.